From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. The Times Union rounds up some reports from the massive snowstorm that covered the Hudson Valley on March 14th. Heavy wet snow has caused breaking branches and tree falling, some on utility wires, knocking out power to thousands of homes, especially in Rensselaer, Columbia, and Dutchess counties. The East Durham and Earlton fire departments lost power during the storm but were still operational. Law enforcement warned roads were impassable, making it difficult to get to stranded vehicles. The region saw around 5 to 11 inches by midday on March 14th, with heavier snow in the higher elevations, according to the National Weather Service in Albany. The southern Adirondacks, Mohawk, and Schoharie Valleys and Catskill saw around 10 to 16 inches, while Berkshire and Green Mountains got the most, from 2 to 2.5 feet. There were 16 inches in Knox in southern Albany County and 13.5 inches in Hunter on the mountaintop in Greene County. Greene County Emergency Manager Dan King urged residents to stay home, and I quote, so the road crews could do their work, end quote. High winds are forecast until March 15th, and many side roads will not be clear until then. In Syracuse, a Delta Airlines plane veered off a paved surface as it taxied for takeoff on March 14th. No one was injured, and the airport remained open. Tannersville Mayor Lee McGonigal called the storm, and I quote, pretty significant, end quote, and said it created, and I quote, some heavy work for the municipality, end quote. The weather here was such big national news that the Weather Channel had correspondence with many live shots from Poughkeepsie and the Berkshires during the storm. Read the full story in the Times Union. Nancy Kern reports for Columbia Green Media that the Greene County Industrial Development Agency has reached a tentative agreement to extend the tax break for the natural gas-fired electric generation plant Athens Gen for another 20 years. If the tentative agreement holds, the pay in lieu of taxes will mean Athens Gen makes annual payments of more than $5 million to the county, with increases every 5 years for the next 20 years. But not all local residents are fans of Athens Gen or giving tax breaks to large companies. Cairo resident Mary Fenneran called Athens Gen, and I quote, one of the top three toxin emitters in the state, end quote. The Greene County Industrial Development Agency meets March 29th to discuss this issue and others. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Melanie Lekasevic for Capital Region Independent Media reports that Coyman's Planning Zoning Board of Appeals attorney Andrew Brick resigned February 27th, and some town board members are upset. In his letter of resignation, Brick said that Coyman's town supervisor George McHugh asked him to resign. Brick wrote to McHugh, and I quote, you informed me that the town had received correspondence from a law firm retained by a Nolan Propane Company alleging a bias in my representation of the Planning Board Zoning Board of Appeals. Not having been afforded a copy of such correspondence, I cannot comment upon any specific allegations contained therein, but I can state this. I stand behind each and every statement made, position taken, opinion offered, recommendation suggested, and piece of legal advice provided to the Planning Board, Zoning Board of Appeals during my tenure as their attorney, each and every one. Clearly, I cannot continue to effectively represent a board when its own chairman has chosen to hire legal counsel to publicly attack my integrity and professionalism. Nor am I comfortable representing any town entity without the support and confidence of the town board, which you informed me I no longer possess, end quote. But town council member Stephen Smith said that Brick does have the support and confidence of the town board. Smith said, and I quote, when he writes that he doesn't have the support of the town board, it bothers me because I didn't share that opinion. I think he was an exceptional attorney, and I don't think that he should be the one resigning, end quote. Smith asked McHugh for an explanation as to why Brick was asked to resign. McHugh cut him off, saying, and I quote, I'm not going to explain anything. Is there any other discussion, end quote. Then the town board voted to hire the Albany-based law firm Tabor, Ryan, and Kearney. Read more about this story at theupstater.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.